You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, a whole new week spanning out before us. It is the 27th day of October, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours covering vital news, information, your calls, guests, you name it. There is so much to cover. Baghdad bomb kills at least 19. There have been a whole string of bombings, 4, 5, 6, no one's really sure, rocket attacks all over the country, mainly focusing in Baghdad. A Red Cross outfit office and 4 police stations mercilessly hit. Also, 14 dead, 650 homes burned as wildfires ravage areas of San Bernardino, California. We'll be covering those developments. U.S. military officer dies in rocket barrage at Baghdad Hotel. Michael Schiavo, Terry Schiavo's husband, is going to be on Larry King Live tonight. I've been reading the news stories from CNN and MSNBC and other outfits, and they're lying, still saying she's comatose. Won't show the video of her with her eyes open, mumbling and looking back and forth at her parents and smiling. And now, after 5 years of hiding under a rock, this Michael character is going to be on Larry King Live this evening. Now, notice none of this was getting attention until this network, months ago, gave the story legs. And that shows you the power of the grassroots, the power of activists, what you can do by getting involved, setting bushfires in the minds of men and women, as Thomas Jefferson said. Again, figurative bushfires, a tiny flame can engulf the nation, a flame of awakening, a flame of realization. Also, from the London Times, the most highly respected paper in England, anti-terror smallpox jabs have dozens ill of just hundreds that took it in England under military orders. Now the entire military is refusing. Shopping carts with tracker systems, smart shopping carts to roam grocery stores of future, told you about this years ago. Now they're launching it, the total cashless control grid. Post office wants IDs in the mail, RFID, and to make you scan your driver's license to mail anything. This is exactly what the Soviet Union did, the old-fashioned way, tearing into your mail. If you've ever gotten letters from Guatemala or Mexico or Russia, as we have, they've always been torn into. Try to get mail into Canada. They always tear into it. So anything you saw in Russia or Nazi Germany, we'll now have here, but all high-tech, and the average person doesn't know what freedom is, and they'll tell you this is what freedom's all about, but the border stays wide open. But, you know, we've got to do it to keep safe from the terrorists. Smart stamps, next in war on terrorism. That's the Washington Times. Also have an article here from Wired about the post office. Federal bill would trump California's privacy law. Wackenhut denies its employees are CIA agents plotting to overthrow Venezuela's Chavez. That's not true. Blair will ignore public opposition, genetically modified technology. That's what they do on every subject. RFID, cameras in the classrooms, genetically engineered food, electronic voting machines, open borders. Doesn't matter if 80%+ of us are against all this stuff. Doesn't matter if it's unconstitutional. They'll just go ahead and do it anyways until we take control of the levers of power and get in front of the machine and say no. Russian billionaire seized in Dawn raid because he didn't go along with Putin. Disclosure of September 11th secrets. Bush is ordered to release all these secrets. Big Brother at your tailpipe. Agency calls for smog sensors that scan you with an infrared beam shooting out of the cameras on the street corners. The feds want all the cell towers from England to the U.S. to be hubs of surveillance and, quote, Homeland Security command bases. Department of Defense drafts RFID policy. The stifling technology now being propped up by the Pentagon, the small tracker chips. going in Walmart stores. It's all coming up. You'll want to stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, all the ships at sea, the folks listening in Africa and Asia and Latin America, and of course concentrating here with the AM and FM dial, the smattering of fine affiliates we have across the United States, the shortwave radiating the globe during the day from 11 to 2 Central at 12.172 and 9320, take your pick, and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time at 5.085 and 6890. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but those sites are down right now. They should be up within the hour. They started a rebuild this morning, expanding the hard drives and RAM, because the hits to the website, PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, continue to explode. But don't worry, we have alternate sites. Infowars.net has been updated for you today, Infowars.net. You can also link through there on the banner on the main page, The Matrix of Evil, to get to our shopping cart, which is, of course, up on separate secure servers. We have redundancy, as they say, and we're adding more redundancy to what we do. So Infowars.net, we're on the backup website right now with the daily update for you there, and PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com have had giant updates done today, but I'm told they should be up within the hour. If they're not already up, they were down 30 minutes ago when I left the office to go to the studio. Okay, man, there's a lot of news here. Let's just go straight into it. But before I do that, this weekend I was thinking about this. There are so many whistleblowers, so many people that work in and out of government, so many people that work in the infrastructures of education or technology or manufacturing or surveillance and law enforcement. If you've seen Big Brother police state type activities in your area, if your school's brainwashing your children and turning them against the parents and having the children write dossiers on mommy and daddy, which most public schools now do by middle school, if you got back from Iraq and have stories you want to tell, if you've seen media spin or lies or witness propaganda on the news or in the sitcoms or in the dramas or in the newspaper, any issue, this is kind of like C-SPAN Washington Journal, that any item, any news story you want to talk about, that brings real diversity of thought and ideas to the show. I don't mean the politically correct term diversity that means destroy American culture and break down everyone's ideologies or family roots. I mean by diversity, real diverse news stories, different angles, different perspectives. That's what this show is about. This weekend, I was talking to a lady and her daughter, who I've talked to a few times over the years and who are friends with some of my friends, and they were telling me about the elementary school, and then by fourth grade, they've got you again writing reports on your parents, going, we won't tell your parents what you write, just write whatever you want. And they admit that right here in this middle school in Austin, they, quote, have cameras and microphones in the bathrooms. And one young boy whose father is a captain in the Army drew a picture of soldiers with guns, and the principal called him in. They called the police in, said, never draw that again or you'll be arrested. The children are frisked and searched, and this has all been in the news, but it's going on nationwide. Most parents just aren't aware of it, but to hear about it again from people on the ground in Austin, to see it happening is just horrible. In my film, The Road to Tyranny, I have a local ad that they run on the county cable channel 17, and it's the cops going, if you tell us about guns or drugs, you get $200. What's going on outside the home? What's going on outside school? You can get a lot of money for reporting activities. And they hand out the kids their own little card with their own little barcode and name and their phone number to call in and tattle on people with. I mean, folks, that's the Soviet Union. It doesn't make you safe. It's the government that brings in the drugs. It's the government that is involved in the majority of the corruption. That's just historical fact. So my point is that people tell me these outrageous stories on the street all the time, or corner me in a grocery store, or walk over to my table at a restaurant, or when I'm walking into a movie theater or a church or wherever, and they corner me and start telling me all these stories. And I just say to them, hey, call into the radio show. Tell the listeners about it. They need to hear from you. It doesn't mean anything if you're here telling me. So any issue you want to discuss, any topic, any news item, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And again, the alternate backup website today is Infowars.net. Now, let me launch straight into the news. Baghdad bombs kill 19. A suicide bomb at the Baghdad headquarters of the Red Cross killed 12 people as a wave of attacks hit the Iraqi capital. A massive suicide car bomb exploded outside the headquarters of the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, injuring 22 people and claiming 12 lives. Three more bombs exploded in quick succession outside police stations. Now four bombs around the capital, leaving at least seven more people dead and injuring many further, as many as 50. Three police officers and eight laborers were said to be among the dead, while 10 U.S. soldiers were injured in the blast, which came on the first day of the Muslim holy festival of Ramadan, which Muslims don't normally bomb people on the holiday. American military officials said a 2 U.S. soldiers were killed and 2 more injured in a separate mortar attack west of the capital. An Iraqi deputy minister claimed the first explosion was the work of an outside dictator, Saddam Hussein. See, 50 years from now, if somebody stubs their toe, it'll be Saddam that did it. No, Saddam was flown out by Russians to Belarus. That's now been in mainstream news, just calmly reported in the big British and German and Australian papers, never on the American news. We reported this a full month and a half before it was in the mainstream media. And by before it was in the mainstream media, it was in the Russian papers, it was in the Iranian papers, it was in the Syrian papers, it was in the Jordanian papers, and it fit with all the past activities in Afghanistan. It fit with Donald Rumsfeld getting up on TV the week before the war and saying, don't worry, 2 of the 3 Iraqi regular army groups have already capitulated to us. We're talking to them via cell phone, via internet, via fax, via SAS and Delta Force. He said special services on the ground. Most of the Republican Guard generals are already under our control. Don't worry, this war is going to be a piece of cake, which it was, until they got up to the so-called red zone. There was resistance. You see, Saddam had been offered a deal. Remember in the news about a month before the war started, they said, okay, we'll give you amnesty. We'll let you go to a European country, maybe Spain, maybe Jordan, maybe Iran, maybe Russia. If you give up now, you and your family can leave. And Saddam said, it was in the newspapers, he said, okay, I'm considering your deal. And suddenly Bush said in the Associated Press, it was everywhere, no, no deal. By the way, if you try to leave the country, we'll shoot your plane down. And so Saddam said, okay, we'll fight. And remember, he had a relationship back in 1958, hired as a young army officer in the reserves. He was taken for 2 years of training in Egypt by that dictatorship there. He was trained by the CIA. This is admitted Discovery Channel stuff. He was trained. He was an assassin, an anti-communist. He killed a bunch of commies. Kill a commie for mommy. He shot and wounded the president. Failed. Later they did kill the president finally. In 67 he became the head of the Ba'ath Party security apparatus for the CIA. And in 1976 he became dictator of Iraq. And then 6 years later invaded Iran under public orders of Washington. Then in 1990, 1 week before, 6 days before invading Kuwait, he was told by April Gillespie, U.S. ambassador, go ahead and invade. We won't get involved. We have a defense pact with you. He followed basic orders, invaded there, and was then double-crossed and attacked and destroyed and siege upon the country for 12 years. 1.5 million dead Iraqis, 700,000 children admitted by Albright. In 97, the number is now much greater. So when the tanks and the troops all rolled up to about 30, 40 miles from Baghdad, the resistance was heavy, casualties were mounting, 2 groups of Republican Guard were not giving up, and then it's admitted Delta Force went in, paid them in gold, diamonds, euros, dollars. They suddenly gave up. Saddam went to Crete. His family flew out on 3 separate jet transports into Belarus. It's the same thing with the bin Laden family and a bunch of known terrorists being flown out, 144 of them, on September 12th in Afghanistan. It's now 8,000. Road to Tyranny says 6,000. That's what the Times of London and New Yorker and Fox News said right after it happened, 6,000. It's now 8,000. Some of the numbers say 12,000, but they confirm the government admits 8,000. Flown out to safety into Pakistan, there in the corner of the country, now admitted to be there, being protected. And that's why suddenly all opposition ceased, and what Russia couldn't do in 9 years, 8 years, we did in 4 weeks. And then all that happened was the CIA Arabs and Muslims who were trained in the 80s, who were there. Remember the Northern Alliance kept saying, we can't rocket, we can't bomb, we can't mortar, the Americans won't bomb the Arab controllers in the back of the lines. Why are we only allowed to kill conscripts in the front lines? Because you had to have the illusion of a war to make it look good. Then they load all the terrorists, all the Al-Qaeda, all the CIA on the C-130s, on the jet transports. They fly them out to safety into Pakistan. This is all admitted. This is all documented fact. And Fox News said, well, it was just an accident. The CIA just accidentally loaded all the Arab fighters, all the guys with CIA dossiers a mile long, the Tim Osmonds, that's Bin Laden's name, in America, you know, the photos of him with the short haircut driving around in a Cadillac in California. This is the reality. All right, we'll be back with all the other news, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, Infowars.net.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
All right, again, coming up, folks, more on the bombings. We'll get into 14 dead, 650 homes burned as wildfires ravage areas of California. And also, U.S. military personnel are getting killed in these bombings. Harry Schiavo's estranged husband, is going to be on Larry King Live propagandizing this evening. Also, anti-terror smallpox injections have left dozens ill. This is admitted now. We're going to get into the biometrics and computerized shopping carts tracking everything you buy and what you do, whether you like it or not. Post office going to trackable, controllable mail and smart stamps. Also, we will get into just a ton of other really important news today. Right now, let's go to Russ in West Virginia. Russ, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. My subject today is the older drivers and all these accidents. Do you have a handle on any of that as far as around the country, how many people over 70 are being considered the dangerous drivers?
Well, still statistically, they're not as dangerous as a 16-year-old male.
Absolutely. That's what I wanted to bring up. In the USA Today, it had that. But they badmouthed all the senior drivers until they got to the very last and then brought out the facts.
The safest.
Can I put a little spin on this for you? You just last week, I believe you covered Princess Diane.
Yes, I did. The murder, yes.
Okay. I'm very interested to know what make and model car these elderly people have been driving. Well, I see a conspiracy here. Maybe that's what I am. I'm seeing a possibility here to get rid of all the older drivers is to have somebody come around with them with his remote control thing and take over the cars for them.
Well, here's the problem, Russ. We know that the car Diana had been mysteriously stolen and brought back cleaned and detailed.
That was an older car.
Let me finish. We know that the feds over there had then stolen the computer back out of the car. We know she was alive for over an hour there at the scene. We know that she had said that somebody was going to tamper with her car and kill her. We have dozens of other examples of this. She was pregnant with this Dodi Al-Fayed child. So we know that they killed her from the preponderance of the evidence. There's not a jury in the world that wouldn't say it. I can't, though, just wildly speculate and say, I think they're remote controlling old people's cars into busy farmers' markets so they can come in and ban old people from driving.
Well, I'm a suspicious person. That's the only thing I look at it, because they're trying very hard to get the older drivers off the road. And by the way, where do most of these older drivers live? I think they all live out in a suburban area where they need the transportation.
Well, they live generally in more middle-class areas, and those that can afford a car, and they live in areas like Florida, Texas, California, but of course there's old folks everywhere. We're the oldest population in the world.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Hey, thank you, Russ, for your great points. I just wanted to, you were throwing out a question there. I wanted to try to answer it properly. But look, I don't speculate. And certainly there are, I mean, we've all been going down the highway and seen an old person driving and weaving. And I mean, I've seen old ladies driving cars where they can't even look up over the steering wheel. You just see two hands up there driving. And after you're done being scared to death, you almost laugh to death. But, again, this is the socialist world model where they look at whole groups of people. Here, let's penalize whole groups of people because of their statistical behavior. Let's not punish people individually for what they do. Let's punish everyone. Let's tax everyone to eat fast food or drink Coca-Cola. The Commerce Department and the Department of Agriculture discussing that, and that's why you'll have to, quote, swipe your national ID card to make sure that you pay the fat tax. And, oh, by the way, we're going to have a new national sales tax as the supposed replacement for the income tax. Well, no, they're not going to do that. They're going to keep the income tax, lower it for a time, and give you a national sales tax. And a lot of neocons and phony conservatives are out there selling this to you. And to show you how weird my mind is and how it works, I was just thinking of the type of world we're going to live in, where you swipe your ID card to be taxed on what you eat, to be taxed on your behavior, where your retina scanned, they admit, to, quote, decide if you're tired, why tired driving kills more people than drunk driving. We're going to save lives. you've got a retina scan to see if there's a microscopic rapid eye movement that shows that you're tired. And, oh, well, don't worry. If you've got a physiological problem that causes your eyes to move at a very low level, then you can get a doctor's note, and then you'll still be able to drive, and we can disable your retina scanner. This is all being proposed by the feds. A total control freak nightmare. Just for shotgunning out that info, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I guess in the last segment, the way I was kind of babbling, because stuff's so complex, I'm trying to tie it all together, but I was talking about incrementalism and classing whole groups as basically subhuman or restricting their rights. I mean, they've done this for a long time with black people and Hispanics and you know, so-called minorities. They test out the police state on them first because that's been what you could call a, quote, disenfranchised group that the middle class, by and large, which we'll call white America, you know, back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, said, well, you know, that's those minorities. They're bad, so they don't get all their rights. Or, well, it doesn't matter if they're violating the Fourth Amendment rights of those black people because, you know, they're all criminals anyways. That's kind of the undertone of racism. And then they beta test it there, as Tony Brown says, then move it into your community. And then it's, oh, it's the old people. You know, we've got to restrict their rights because they're dangerous and they're basically, we need to go ahead and declare them unfit across societal lines and then have a bunch of hoops they've got to jump through because it'll save lives. And, oh, we can't have people until they're 21 having a gun or being able to have a Second Amendment. Or, oh, now if you have a misdemeanor, you can't own a gun. Or if you ever went to a psychologist for depression, you can't have a gun. Or, oh, you've got bad credit, you can't own a gun. Or you haven't paid parking tickets, you can't have a car. Or, see, it just expands out from there. All these restrictions getting us into a kind of perpetual societal probation. And then, we've got to be fair to people. You swipe your national ID card at the state level as units of the federal government that just so happen to have the same number of prefects in an international database. Well, you're allowed to have so many Cokes each week, and you're allowed to have so much ice cream and a couple hamburgers, but if you're buying too much of this stuff, we're going to tax you. It's a fat tax because all that hamburger and all that pork and all that cheese you're eating is bad for you. And because we have socialized health care now, you're costing the rest of society money, so we're going to penalize you. So to do that fairly, everybody's got to swipe their multi-pass identity card when you buy food. And then again, oh, we've got the sales tax, so you've got to swipe that so we get our federal sales tax. And again, I hear the phony neocon conservatives harping every day, we've got to get rid of the income tax. It's unfair, and it's hard to comply with, and it costs hundreds of billions of dollars for people to file. The answer is a sales tax. What they don't tell you is the stated plan is to still have Social Security and FICA and Medicare and Medicaid taxes. That'll be your income tax, but they're going to keep that at about 12% and then start another 12 to 15% sales tax, implement both, bring Big Brother in from the federal level to every cash register in the country, get new federal tax police into every business at two levels, not just with filing the taxes and the employee taxes and the employee insurance taxes and the FICA, but also the new sales tax. You're wondering how they're going to make you use a national ID card? That's it, folks. You wonder how they're going to get a satellite tracker box in your car? They've set it to tax you, to track you, to trace you. A lot of you are going to accept it in the name of a status symbol. Why, I have OnStar. I have, you know, these different systems. It keeps me safe. And their own stated plans are to track and trace and tax and know everything you do. You won't be able to buy food at the grocery stores without having your own little computer built in. Safeway's already doing it in California and New York. Without making you scan your food yourself, it will shout orders at you. It will make you weigh your own food, your own vegetables and fruits and grains and cereals. It's going to shout advertisements at you. You're going to have to swipe your card to activate it. It's going to have your customer profile. And then again, when you go to the cash register, it's just going to scan again your food to make sure it was all done properly. They're going to remove all the checkout attendants, so it'll also destroy service. I got USA Today here in front of me, folks. I've been telling you about this for years. It's here. It's happening. It's happening now. We're 5 years from total cashless society control grid. So I'm just trying to hit some of the bullet points here of the type of world you're going to be living in unless you boycott and protest and speak out and say no. And every product's going to have a tiny microchip, a third the size of a grain of sand, that's readable from hundreds of feet away, being embedded in all your clothes, all your shoes, Campbell's soup cans, Procter & Gamble, Gillette, everything. Face scanning cameras that know who you are from the moment you walk in. Prada's clothing store has already done this. And we have the internal documents from inside these companies where they met with Homeland Security and they said, well, 78% of people are vehemently against this. Another 10% don't like it. Another small percentage do like it, quote, for security and convenience. But it doesn't matter what the people think. We need to, quote, neutralize their opposition. They may be against what's happening, but they're passive. If we just implement, they will finally accept it. This is Ridge with Walmart and MIT and Gillette and others in a big closed-door conference hall. Thousands of people manufacturing tyranny, driving it down your throat, forcing you to accept it like they do everything else. Folks, do you have any idea how evil this is? How wicked this is? I mean, maybe you don't care about being surveilled. I ain't got nothing to hide. It'll destroy the underground economy. It'll destroy the infrastructure that's helped us survive under these laborist taxes and control. It'll bring swarms of bureaucrats into your life to abuse you and to arrest you and to indict you for not following their myriad rules properly. It'll make us all criminals. You know, it's like the medical records being sold to Walgreens and others, and then they send you free Prozac in the mail. That's now happening all over the country. All of this, it's happening all over the place. And, you know, last week they find massive Prozac levels in a Dallas lake, the fish full of Prozac. You know the level of Prozac use it takes to do that? By the way, the people that get on psychotropics need more and more and more and more of it. Like Bush and all of his stupid little drug war expansions in the name of stopping drugs when they're selling us drugs on the open market that are much more dangerous than heroin and cocaine. I'm just all over the map, folks. What do you think about what I've said here today? What do you think about the news, the bombings, the dying troops, the announcements that they're going into Syria and Iran, Israel threatening to nuke everyone? Russia and China announcing they're going to dump the dollar. The Arabs saying they won't accept the dollar for petrochemicals, for oil products, for gasoline. 1-800-259-9231. Again, Baghdad bomb kills 19. Suicide bombing killed 12 at the Red Cross. Those numbers may be higher. 22 injured. A total of 50 injured and another 3 bombings and 10 U.S. soldiers of those that were injured, 2 U.S. soldiers dead in rocket attacks at a Red Cross and 4 police stations. It's horrible. 14 dead, 650 homes burned as wildfires ravage the Southland. San Bernardino, California, wildfires that have burned for days merge into walls of flame stretching across miles in parts of Southern California on Sunday, leaving 14 people dead, burning 650 homes, and frustrating overmatched firefighters who worked relentlessly against fierce winds. Major fires had burned 264,000 acres by Sunday night. The state's largest fire in eastern San Diego County caused at least 11 deaths, including 2 who died inside their car as they apparently tried to escape the flames. San Diego Sheriff Bill Poldner said. Now, remember 4 years ago, right before Bush got into office, there were dozens of fires in the West? And it was admitted, even John Stossel had to admit it, months after we reported it, the feds started the fires in those states, knowing the hottest, driest season recorded in decades, with hot winds from Mexico, blowing from New Mexico to Oregon. Then they called in UN troops, remember, to, quote, help the firefighters. FEMA would declare emergencies, steal people's homes and property. Then we had state reps and county commissioners on for New Mexico and Arizona that were, quote, throwing the feds out of their county, declaring their own emergencies because the feds wouldn't, quote, let them fight the fires or build fire breaks. And I bet if you research this, because in almost every other case, I'll bet good money the feds started these fires. Because, again, it brings in the crisis. It brings in a good political diversion. It's very, very suspect when you look at the evidence. What do you think about them apples, folks? Continuing with the news, and I'll go to these loaded phone lines. We're going to have open phones all day long, all night long. Schiavo's husband to break his silence. Michael Schiavo will break his silence today, speaking publicly for the first time in nearly 5 years about his decade-long dispute with his brain-damaged wife's family to disconnect her feeding tubes. Now, we don't know if she's brain-damaged. We know she's paralyzed from, let's say, her shoulders down. It's been pointed out that she can hunch forward. And so now this creature who's got another wife and children is going to go on Larry King Live, CNN's been kind of a shill for the for the death culture in the Hemlock Society. But finally, the Herald Tribune out of Florida in Sarasota is finally having to report out of Pinellas Park. It says Herald Tribune in Sarasota, but I know Herald Tribune isn't based in Sarasota, but it says Associated Press, so I guess it's all over Florida that's being put in the papers, that they're now admitting that she's, quote, just brain damage. Now, that's debatable. But when CNN and MSNBC and others get up there and call her a vegetable, a brain-dead woman, brain-dead people don't look left and right, don't smile at their mothers, don't giggle, don't mumble, don't moan, don't hunch forward. But it shows just the outright lying of the media, the twisting of the media. The husband of Terry Schiavo will appear on CNN's Larry King Live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know he has a lot on his mind and a lot in his heart that he wants to share, said his attorney, George Phalos. Michael Schiavo expected today to file a court challenge to the new law that has allowed Governor Jeb Bush to intervene in the contentious right to die case. It's not a right to die. It's a right for the government to kill you. The law overruled a judicial order to allow the feeding tube to be removed. The tube was ordered reinserted. So we'll continue to follow that as it develops as well. Anti-terror smallpox jab leaves dozens ill. This is out of the London Times. A scheme to vaccinate 700 key military and National Health Service staff against the smallpox bioterrorist attack has stalled after dozens of them suffered adverse effects and two were hospitalized. About 400 to 500 staff have had the injections intended to create a group of personnel who could be sent into areas hit by the infections and lethal virus to administer the vaccine to the public. That's what it's about, forced inoculation. The Health Protection Agency said the Ministry of Defense, which each had planned to vaccinate 350 staff this weekend, said they had enough employees immunized to cope with any foreseeable attack. Others disagree. Colonel Bob Stewart, the Army officer who sprang to prominence in the Bosnian War, who has had extensive training in biowarfare, said this is totally inadequate. How could any commander deal with a biological attack and all the resulting panic with just a few hundred people? What if there were several attacks? Details of the problems emerged at a scientific conference on smallpox in Geneva, Switzerland, where Nigel Lightfoot, head of the Health Protection Agency's emergency response team, revealed that he had been one of those to suffer side effects, including headaches and fever. And, of course, there's also been deaths there and here, and it goes on into that. But look, folks, out of millions they ordered vaccinated, only hundreds took it in this country. 99.9%+ said no. Are all these medical workers and doctors and nurses crazy like us? Are they all bad conspiracy theorists? Why are all the police refusing? Why are all the firefighters refusing? Because the news is out, folks. The government doesn't have a terrorist attack they engineer, then suddenly come out and say we're going to have a national force inoculation program. We're starting with 10 million health workers, police, and firefighters. You've got to do it or you'll, quote, lose your job. People said, no, we're not going to do it. The states wouldn't pass the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, so the feds passed it in page 76 of Homeland Security in 2002. Still, the medical workers, firefighters, and police just refused. This is a case point example of how we just say no to them. And believe me, the CFR head fearmonger, Gary Hart, the Hart-Rubin Commission, got up on the O'Reilly Factor and said Dallas, Denver, and Cleveland will be hit by smallpox. You better take it. And that was 6 months into people saying no. Still, the fear-mongering didn't work. And to point out, in England, they've announced that if there's one smallpox release or any other biological release, they're going to forcibly evacuate London. They have, quote, built rest and relocation centers. Rest and relocation centers to hold millions of people outside London and other major British cities. Now, that's Times of London, that's BBC. And they've said that anyone trying to run quarantine will be shot. The army's being trained to murder thousands of Londoners and other English folks. They're planning it in Ireland. They're planning it in Scotland. This is the perfect smokescreen for going into martial law will never emerge from. The next terror attack, I predict, on a mass scale, there may be other bombings, but the next terror attack on a mass scale will dwarf 9/11. It will be biological in nature, weaponized Ebola, smallpox, you name it. And then it's all over from there, folks. We descend into a nightmare system. So please, number one, these vaccines don't protect you. Number two, we've already had the smallpox shot. 95% of the time it does protect you. The old one in the 70s, the 60s, and continuing. Number three, you can't trust these people with the vaccine they're going to give you, and they have the history of being behind the terror. It was porting down the level four bioweapons lab that Dr. David Kelly ran, by the way, who's now been killed, that released weaponized foot in mouth in 1999. That's mainstream news, just calmly reported, and they used that to kill 8 million sheep, 4 million cows that didn't even have it, to get people off their land, and then, as I predicted, to not allow them to restock their animals. The same government that's already launched a bio attack, in plain view of everyone, is saying brace for smallpox attack, take your injections. But their own enforcers are refusing to do it. Their own military's refusing. Their officers that took it got sick. People aren't stupid. We've got to say no to this. This is a major roadblock to their furthering their globalist agenda. We'll be back with your calls and more news.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're We're about to go to Dave in Illinois and others. We're patiently holding and a ton of other news into the next hour. But it goes on in this London Times article. The British minister said Britain had recently required enough doses of the vaccine in addition to its 30-year-old stockpile for the whole country to be treated in case of an outbreak. And again, they're preparing to lock down the cities, force everyone to evacuate into, quote, rest and relocation centers. They're centers for you to rest. Of course, you'll have to work, and they've got preparations for that, and nice prisons nearby, and factories built onto it. And, of course, after we go into the crisis, things will be better after 6 months of bedlam. And, well, we won't have any liberties after it happens, but, you know, that things had to change after the attacks. This is the system they're creating. And they're going to get this tyranny out of biological attacks, out of the crisis it creates. And you watch 24, you watch the Threat Matrix, CSI, all these shows. Biologicals are going to hit us. They've got to take our rights. They're just training us what to do, how to handle things. But the good news is people aren't buying it. Dave in Illinois. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I was scanning an article in USA Today, and they mentioned Karen Ann Quinlan. Now, I remember the Karen Ann Quinlan fiasco because I was a teenager when this happened, and it got a lot of airplay and a lot of write-ups in the newspaper, but evidently, I guess the parents finally won the right to...
Why don't you refresh folks' memory with
Karen
what you're talking about?
I remember it right. Karen Ann Quinlan, I guess, went out with some friends, and they don't know if she was taking combination of pills and chasing them with alcohol, but they're not sure. And anyway, she was brought to a hospital unconscious, and she's been unconscious ever since, as far as I know. And then the doctors told the parents that Karen Ann Quinlan would not regain consciousness. If she did, she'd be in a vegetative state. She wouldn't know. She would not be able to make any cognizant recognition of anybody. She would not respond to any stimulus. Well, anyway, I guess the parents went to court to take her off the breathing apparatus, and of course the hospital fought her tooth and nail. And then it finally went, I guess, to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in the Quinlan's favor to be able to do this. And I guess when they finally got permission to disconnect her, they thought Karen Ann Quinlan would just ball up and die. But if I remember right, she started breathing on her own. And Karen Ann Quinlan, I guess, was breathing on her own for a while, and then they transferred her to a private nursing home. And my question to you is, Alex, and I don't know this, but is Karen Ann Quinlan, do you know if she is still alive? If she is, she'd be almost 50.
I remember the case vaguely. I don't know. But again, it's gone from killing people who are vegetables, who are in comas, to killing people who are smiling at their mother and father, looking back and forth, eyes obviously awake and sentient. And look, we've listed cases here with Wall Street Journal reporter Wesley Smith of people audibly saying, please, honey, can I have some water? And they still kill him. So that's the new America. Being a vegetable is talking and saying, please give me water. See, they're changing the meanings of words just like Adolf Hitler did. That's what's so scary about the eugenics movement, now known as the bioethics movement, in this country. Right to die means the right of the government to kill you. Thanks for the call, sir. Very important point you made. We'll come back in the second hour and get into this stack of news I haven't covered yet that's all very important on Big Brother, Second Amendment, a bunch of other key items. We'll talk to Julie in Rhode Island and others. Again, we're doing some revamping on the servers for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. They should be up now. If they're not up, just go to InfoWars.net, our alternative mirror site that was updated today with the latest information. That's InfoWars.net. And my new video, Matrix of Evil, is out and is available. We'll be back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing sterile.